Hi, this is Mike Young, estate planning and elder law attorney in Walnut Creek, California, and I enjoy helping seniors and those who love them. And I'm going to talk about a question that I get all the time from clients, and that is, should I leave $1 to an estranged or alienated child who I really want to leave nothing to? But before I do that, don't forget to hit the subscribe button and the bell button below so that you'll get notice of new videos I create. And hopefully these videos will be helpful to you regarding your estate plan. So I get this question all the time. So let's say I have my clients I talk about all the time, Bob and Mary Smith, and they've been married for a long time. And Bob and Mary have three children, Ken, Barbie, and Rasputin. So typically you would think in a regular estate plan, one parent would die, Bob dies, everything goes to Mary. Mary dies, everything goes to Bob. When they're both gone, then we have three children. And most of the time parents will say, I want our assets to be split evenly between Ken, Barbie, and Rasputin. But I have a lot of families who are what you might call dysfunctional. So I get that phrase from my mother, who was a social worker for decades. So she used to tell me that she served usually and generally the typical dysfunctional American family. So let's say that this is this family, Bob and Mary, with their three children, Ken, Barbie, and Rasputin. So I'm talking to Bob and Mary, and they tell me that Ken and Barbie are very nice to us. They're very attentive. We enjoy playing with their grandkids. I talk to Ken and Barbie all the time, we talk to the grandkids all the time, but we don't know what's wrong with Rasputin, our third and youngest child, and Rasputin has children of his own. We have not heard from Rasputin in probably 15 years. He won't talk to us, he won't return our calls, he won't return our texts, he won't text message to us. We used to send him gifts. We would never hear anything about it. Rasputin has two children, so those are our grandchildren. We never get to see those grandchildren or talk to them. So when we die, Bob and Mary, we want our assets to be split really between two children, Ken and Barbie. And we do not want Rasputin to get anything. And you'll be surprised, by the way, how often this issue comes up. And so my clients will say, so Mr. Young, that's how we want it split, but we have always heard that we should give $1 to the one child who's gonna get nothing, $1 to Rasputin. Otherwise, it will appear as if we forgot about Rasputin. And then he will be able to attack the estate plan or attack the will. So I don't like to do that. I don't like to leave $1 to somebody because it raises other issues. So in my opinion, and what I do, the best way to approach the issue is in the estate planning documents is to identify the children. So Bob and Mary state in the will and in the revocable living trust that they are married and they have three children, Ken, Barbie, and Rasputin. And we, Bob and Mary, had these children together. And that Ken was born on this date, Barbie was born on this date, and Rasputin was born on this date. So now we have identified in the revocable living trust and in the will, who the children are. So then we can state in the trust, after we've identified the children, that Bob and Mary will say, we want our assets to go to Ken and Barbie, 50% to Ken, 50% to Barbie. And you don't need to say anything else. And Bob and Mary will say, well, Mr. Young, you need to say, we're leaving a dollar. And I'll say, no, don't do that. If we're doing a trust administration, let's say you are both gone. We are doing a trust administration with Ken and Barbie. Ken and Barbie have sold your home. We've generated proceeds of sale. We're going to make a distribution. And I need an agreement now between Ken and Barbie that they sign for a trust administration. And the agreement says that whereas our parents died on this date or these dates and they have these assets, and the assets go to Ken and Barbie, and we, Ken and Barbie, look at the agreement and then get it signed, maybe have it notarized by independent counsel. And do we really want to involve Rasputin to make sure he gets his $1? And now I've got to drag Rasputin back into the situation, include him as a party who's going to sign the agreement. He's going to blow us off, throw it away. And so it just adds issues. One thing you could do, one thing Ken and Barbie could do, or Bob and Mary could do, is leave their one-third to Rasputin's children. So Ken gets a third, Barbie gets a third, and Rasputin's children get a third. You could do that. And another reason we don't want to leave a dollar to Rasputin, if it's just a will situation, or if we end up in court with the will, the court is going to want acknowledgement from Rasputin on a court form, et cetera, that he received the $1. Things could be delayed in the probate court process, so we don't want that. Excuse me. So I encourage people, I tell people that my practice is not to leave somebody a dollar, but to either use it to their grandchildren or just leave 50% each to the other children, two children if there are three children. And we always identify who the children are, so there can be no mistake later on, and Rasputin won't be able to attack the documents on the basis that he was forgotten about. So this is Mike Young, estate planning and elder law attorney in Walnut Creek, California. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button and the bell below so that you'll get notice of future videos. Also, give me a thumbs up if you like this video, and put in the comment box, let me know whether your estate plan leaves a dollar to somebody. So thank you very much for listening. Oh, by the way, if you want to contact me, my website is walnutcreekelderlaw.com, and you can get my phone number and my email address. Also, I put Zoom workshops on twice a month, the second and fourth Thursdays of the month at 10 a.m. So go ahead, go on the workshop, or go on the website, sign up for the workshop. And the workshops are fun, they're interactive, and we talk about estate planning. So thank you very much for watching.